the numbers continue to get better for Joe Biden. What was it? 86% of the American people asked. I played this last hour. 55% consider the border to be a critical problem. Another 31% consider it to be serious. That's 86% of Americans who believe it is critical or serious, this border issue. Of course, Lakin Riley has become the face of the open border disaster that is the Biden administration, that is by design. Lynn Patton joining me, senior advisor to the 45th president, Donald Trump. Lynn, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So there is a face now of this horrible border crisis. It's tragic, but Donald Trump did meet with the family of Lakin Riley. There are a couple of new television commercials put out. I don't know if they're from the Trump campaign proper, but they're floating around out there that I've seen, targeting Joe Biden for his failures and talking about Lakin Riley. But it was Donald Trump that spent time with the family. Joe Biden can't even get her name right. I think this is the defining moment of this election so far. What do you say?
I don't think Saturday could have portrayed a greater contrast between Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden. You know, both were in Georgia for respective rallies. Obviously, ours was completely packed to the rafters. Biden, I think, had maybe 100 people show up. Of course, the media never reports on that part. But more importantly, here you have Biden going on every media outlet apologizing for using the word illegal at the State of the Union when he did reference, as you said, Lincoln Riley, not even Lakin Riley. I don't even know if has yet to say her name correctly. But then contrast that in Rome, that same state where Donald J. Trump is meeting with her entire family, her grieving parents, her brothers and sisters. Like, it's just, again, this is why the American people want Donald Trump back in office. This is why the American people now consider the border to be the number one issue in all exit polls.
The number one issue, which it is, followed closely by Bidenomics, which, by the way, Bidenomics, that term, not used a single time during the State of the Union. Why do you think that is, Lynn?
Well, because he knows it's backfiring. You know, he knows that the American people don't believe what he's saying. They believe what they're seeing, and what they're seeing is in their pocket is a huge difference. You know, the average American, and I've said it before, is spending on average. It used to be about $600 a month extra for all the same stuff they enjoyed under Trump, but now it's almost $800 to $1,000 a month extra, whether that be gas, whether that be groceries, whether that be insurance, whether that be your rent and mortgage. Your conditions have not changed, but your paycheck and your how far it goes has. And the American people are tired, and Bidenomics is not working. And in fact, to the contrary, I believe he even complained about it. Didn't he say something about Snickers bars and potato chips being like, you know, less for the same amount or less for more?
Yeah, shrinkflation or something,
he even walked out of an ice cream store last month and complained about the cost of a smoothie. I mean, you can't find anyone more detached from the reality they've created.
You know where we have shrinkflation? We have shrinkflation in the Oval Office. That's where we have shrinkflation. Where we've got a lot less than we used to have.
It's economics 101, Steve, because when you shut down pipelines and now the gas for all of these refrigerated trucks costs more to bring food to your grocery store, what do they think is going to happen? You know, this was entirely avoidable. This was something he generated and is solely responsible for. And the American people deserve better.
The American people do deserve better. Let me ask you about this other thing that just happened yesterday. Because I'm curious what, and maybe you have an answer, just have it. $7.3 trillion budget for 2025. $7.3 trillion. By the way, the total income from the IRS will be about $5.5 trillion, maybe less. So you're in the hole at least $1.8 trillion a year, probably more, to be honest with you. But here it is, another reckless tax and spend, $5 trillion in new taxes on this deal. So we go from the Trump tax cuts of 2017 to the largest tax increase. Oh, and it's not going to affect anybody making less than $400,000 a year, which is complete garbage. Everybody knows that's a lie. An absolute lie.
Thank you. And again, I cannot think of a greater contrast. You know, these are the same people who want to tax the rich, tax corporations, and then wonder why their rent goes up, you know, when these companies leave town or when they have to, lower benefits and increase costs in terms of just generating their products and cost of living. I mean, again, it's economics 101. Meanwhile, we're about to lose another embassy on Biden's watch. You know, Haiti's in total crisis. They're evacuating. And all of this.
Oh, we can just call Bill and Hillary Clinton. We can get that fixed. Well, we'll do the Clinton Global Initiative. It'll be all taken care of. Right. Right.
Exactly. In fact, somebody reminded me that a couple of years ago at, it escaped me, but the name of that that comedy dinner that everybody goes to in New York, when Trump went one year, he said, Hillary Clinton claims it takes a village. She should know, you know, she and the Clinton Foundation took many out in Haiti.
That's exactly right. Funny. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, I think what you're referring to. Anyhow. I think that every day that Donald Trump's position gets stronger, Joe Biden is weaker. They thought that he had a great performance at the State of the Union. He had the worst numbers ever, Lynn. I got to leave it there. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. There you have it. They were just grateful he managed to laugh through it without falling asleep.
Well, if I was on whatever he was on, I'd fly through this show a little bit better, too. I'm just saying. Lynn Patton, thank you.
Both.
Yeah, you and me both. Thank you. Lynn Patton, senior advisor to Donald Trump and a regular contributor to this program. Coming up in the next hour, by the way, Liz Peek will be here, always having an interesting take on what's happening in the world. Straight around the corner, though, sports with Brock. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn. The highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-800